The Sociological Imagination by C. Wright Mills. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Sociological Imagination by C. Wright Mills is a classic work of sociology that examines the relationship between individual experiences and the broader social and historical context. Mills argues that individuals must be able to understand the social forces that shape their lives in order to make meaningful choices and to live a life of purpose. He calls this ability the sociological imagination. Mills begins by discussing the concept of the personal troubles of milieu, which he defines as the individual's experience of their own personal troubles within the context of their social environment. He argues that individuals must be able to understand the social forces that shape their lives in order to make meaningful choices and to live a life of purpose. He then goes on to discuss the concept of the public issues of social structure, which he defines as the broader social and historical context in which individuals live. He argues that individuals must be able to understand the social forces that shape their lives in order to make meaningful choices and to live a life of purpose. He then goes on to discuss the concept of the sociological imagination, which he defines as the ability to understand the relationship between individual experiences and the broader social and historical context. He argues that individuals must be able to understand the social forces that shape their lives in order to make meaningful choices and to live a life of purpose. Mills then goes on to discuss the concept of the sociological perspective, which he defines as the ability to view the world from a sociological perspective. He argues that individuals must be able to understand the social forces that shape their lives in order to make meaningful choices and to live a life of purpose. He then goes on to discuss the concept of the sociological imagination, which he defines as the ability to understand the relationship between individual experiences and the broader social and historical context. He argues that individuals must be able to understand the social forces that shape their lives in order to make meaningful choices and to live a life of purpose. Mills concludes by discussing the importance of the sociological imagination and its role in helping individuals to make meaningful choices and to live a life of purpose. He argues that individuals must be able to understand the social forces that shape their lives in order to make meaningful choices and to live a life of purpose. He also argues that the sociological imagination is essential for understanding the social forces that shape our lives and for making meaningful choices. He concludes by emphasizing the importance of the sociological imagination and its role in helping individuals to make meaningful choices and to live a life of purpose. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The sociological imagination. Mills argues that individuals must be able to understand the larger social forces that shape their lives in order to gain a better understanding of their own personal experiences. He calls this ability the sociological imagination, which allows individuals to recognize the relationship between their own lives and the wider society. The sociological imagination is a concept developed by C. Wright Mills in 1959. It is the ability to see the connection between individual experiences and the larger society. Mills argued that individuals must be able to understand the larger social forces that shape their lives in order to gain a better understanding of their own personal experiences. He believed that this understanding was essential for individuals to be able to make sense of their own lives and the world around them. The sociological imagination allows individuals to recognize the relationship between their own lives and the wider society. It enables them to understand how their personal experiences are shaped by the larger social, economic, and political forces at work in society. It also allows individuals to recognize how their own lives are connected to the lives of others and how their actions can have an impact on the wider society. The sociological imagination is an important tool for understanding the world around us. It allows us to recognize the connections between our own lives and the larger society, and to understand how our actions can have an impact on the world. By developing our sociological imagination, we can gain a better understanding of our own lives and the world around us. Main idea number two. The promise of sociology. Mills argues that sociology has the potential to provide individuals with a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. He believes that sociology can help individuals to make sense of their own experiences and to develop a better understanding of the social forces that shape their lives. The promise of sociology, according to C. Wright Mills, is that it can provide individuals with a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. He believes that sociology can help individuals to make sense of their own experiences and to develop a better understanding of the social forces that shape their lives. Mills argues that sociology can provide individuals with a deeper understanding of the social structures and institutions that shape their lives, and how these structures and institutions can be changed for the better. He also believes that sociology can help individuals to recognize the connections between their own lives and the lives of others, and to understand how their own actions can have an impact on the larger society. Mills argues that sociology can provide individuals with the tools to think critically about their own lives and the world around them. He believes that sociology can help individuals to recognize the patterns and trends in society, and to understand how these patterns and trends can be changed. He also believes that sociology can help individuals to recognize the power dynamics that exist in society, and to understand how they can use their own power to create positive change. Finally, Mills argues that sociology can help individuals to recognize the importance of collective action, and to understand how collective action can be used to create a more just and equitable society. Main idea number 3. The role of the sociologist. Mills argues that the role of the sociologist is to help individuals to understand the social forces that shape their lives. He believes that the sociologist should be able to provide individuals with a better understanding of the social forces that shape their lives and how they can be changed. Mills argues that the role of the sociologist is to help individuals to understand the social forces that shape their lives. He believes that the sociologist should be able to provide individuals with a better understanding of the social forces that shape their lives and how they can be changed. He argues that the sociologist should be able to provide individuals with a critical analysis of the social forces that shape their lives and how they can be changed. He believes that the sociologist should be able to provide individuals with a better understanding of the social forces that shape their lives, and how they can be changed in order to create a better society. Mills also argues that the sociologist should be able to provide individuals with a better understanding of the social forces that shape their lives, and how they can be changed in order to create a more just and equitable society. He believes that the sociologist should be able to provide individuals with a better understanding of the social forces that shape their lives, and how they can be changed in order to create a more equitable and just society. He argues that the sociologist should be able to provide individuals with a better understanding of the social forces that shape their lives, and how they can be changed in order to create a more equitable and just society. Mills also argues that the sociologist should be able to provide individuals with a better understanding of the social forces that shape their lives, and how they can be changed in order to create a more equitable and just society. He believes that the sociologist should be able to provide individuals with a better understanding of the social forces that shape their lives, and how they can be changed in order to create a more equitable and just society. He argues that the sociologist should be able to provide individuals with a better understanding of the social forces that shape their lives, and how they can be changed in order to create a more equitable and just society. In conclusion, Mills argues that the role of the sociologist is to help individuals to understand the social forces that shape their lives and how they can be changed in order to create a more equitable and just society. He believes that the sociologist should be able to provide individuals with a better understanding of the social forces that shape their lives, and how they can be changed in order to create a more equitable and just society. He argues that the sociologist should be able to provide individuals with a better understanding of the social forces that shape their lives, and how they can be changed in order to create a more equitable and just society. Main idea number 4. The power of social structures. Mills argues that social structures have a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social structures in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that social structures have a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social structures in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Social structures are the systems of social relationships that exist between individuals and groups, and they shape the way people think, act, and interact with one another. These structures can be seen in the form of institutions, such as the family, the government, and the economy, as well as in the form of social norms, such as gender roles, racial hierarchies, and class divisions. Mills argues that these social structures have a powerful influence on individuals, as they shape the way people think, act, and interact with one another. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social structures in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. By understanding the power of social structures, individuals can gain insight into how their lives are shaped by the larger social context. This understanding can help individuals to make more informed decisions and to better navigate the complexities of their lives. Mills' argument is an important reminder of the power of social structures and their influence on individuals. By understanding the power of social structures, individuals can gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. This understanding can help individuals to make more informed decisions and to better navigate the complexities of their lives. Main idea number 5. The power of social change. Mills argues that social change is possible and that individuals can play a role in bringing about social change. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social change in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that social change is possible and that individuals can play a role in bringing about social change. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social change in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. He states that individuals must be willing to challenge the status quo and to think critically about the social structures that shape their lives. He also emphasizes the importance of collective action, arguing that individuals must work together to create meaningful social change. He believes that individuals must be willing to take risks and to challenge the existing power structures in order to bring about meaningful change. Mills argues that social change is not only possible, but also necessary. He believes that individuals must be willing to take action in order to create a better world. He emphasizes the importance of understanding the social forces that shape our lives and of challenging the existing power structures in order to create meaningful change. He also argues that individuals must be willing to take risks and to think critically in order to bring about meaningful social change. Mills' ideas about the power of social change are still relevant today. His emphasis on collective action and on challenging the existing power structures is still relevant in today's society. His ideas about the importance of understanding the social forces that shape our lives and of taking risks in order to create meaningful change are still relevant today. His ideas about the power of social change can help individuals to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them, and to create meaningful change in their own lives and in the world. Main idea number 6. The role of the individual. Mills argues that individuals have the power to shape their own lives and the world around them. He believes that individuals must be aware of their own power in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that individuals have the power to shape their own lives and the world around them. He believes that individuals must be aware of their own power in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. He argues that individuals must be conscious of the social forces that shape their lives, and that they must be willing to take action to challenge and change those forces. He believes that individuals must be willing to take responsibility for their own lives and the lives of others, and that they must be willing to work together to create a better society. He also believes that individuals must be willing to think critically and creatively about the world around them, and to use their knowledge and skills to make positive changes. Mills argues that individuals must be willing to take risks and to challenge the status quo in order to create a better world. He believes that individuals must be willing to stand up for what they believe in and to fight for justice and equality. He also believes that individuals must be willing to think outside of the box and to use their imagination to create new solutions to old problems. He believes that individuals must be willing to take responsibility for their own lives and the lives of others, and that they must be willing to work together to create a better society. Mills argues that individuals must be willing to take action and to make their voices heard in order to create a better world. He believes that individuals must be willing to stand up for what they believe in and to fight for justice and equality. He also believes that individuals must be willing to think critically and creatively about the world around them, and to use their knowledge and skills to make positive changes. He believes that individuals must be willing to take risks and to challenge the status quo in order to create a better world. Main idea number 7. The power of ideas. Mills argues that ideas have the power to shape individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of ideas in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that ideas have the power to shape individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of ideas in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Ideas can be used to challenge existing social structures and to create new ones. Ideas can also be used to inspire individuals to take action and to create positive change. Mills argues that individuals must be aware of the power of ideas in order to make informed decisions and to create meaningful lives. Mills believes that ideas can be used to challenge existing social structures and to create new ones. He argues that individuals must be aware of the power of ideas in order to create meaningful lives and to make informed decisions. Ideas can be used to inspire individuals to take action and to create positive change. Mills believes that individuals must be aware of the power of ideas in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that ideas have the power to shape individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of ideas in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Ideas can be used to challenge existing social structures and to create new ones. Ideas can also be used to inspire individuals to take action and to create positive change. Mills argues that individuals must be aware of the power of ideas in order to make informed decisions and to create meaningful lives. Main idea number 8. The role of history. Mills argues that history has a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of history in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that history has a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of history in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. History can provide individuals with a sense of identity and purpose, as well as a better understanding of the present. It can also provide a sense of continuity and connection to the past, allowing individuals to draw on the experiences of those who have gone before them. History can also provide a sense of perspective, allowing individuals to see the world from different angles and to gain a better understanding of the complexities of the world. Finally, history can provide individuals with a sense of hope, as it can show them that progress is possible and that change is possible. Mills argues that individuals must be aware of the power of history in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. He believes that individuals must be willing to look at history critically and to question the accepted narratives of the past. This means that individuals must be willing to challenge the dominant interpretations of history and to look for alternative perspectives. It also means that individuals must be willing to look at the past with an open mind and to consider the possibility that the accepted narrative may not be the only one. By doing this, individuals can gain a better understanding of the past and its influence on the present. Mills also argues that individuals must be willing to use history to inform their present actions. He believes that individuals must be willing to draw on the lessons of the past in order to make better decisions in the present. This means that individuals must be willing to look at the past with an eye towards understanding the causes and effects of different events and to use this knowledge to inform their present actions. By doing this, individuals can gain a better understanding of the world around them and can make more informed decisions. Main idea number 9. The power of social institutions. Mills argues that social institutions have a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social institutions in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that social institutions have a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social institutions in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Social institutions, such as the family, education, religion, and the economy, shape the way individuals think, act, and interact with one another. They also shape the way individuals view the world and their place in it. By understanding the power of social institutions, individuals can gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that individuals must be aware of the power of social institutions in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. He believes that individuals must be aware of the ways in which social institutions shape their lives and the lives of others. By understanding the power of social institutions, individuals can gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. This understanding can help individuals to make better decisions and to create a better future for themselves and for society as a whole. Mills argues that individuals must be aware of the power of social institutions in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. He believes that individuals must be aware of the ways in which social institutions shape their lives and the lives of others. By understanding the power of social institutions, individuals can gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. This understanding can help individuals to make better decisions and to create a better future for themselves and for society as a whole. Main idea number 10. The role of culture. Mills argues that culture has a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of culture in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that culture has a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that culture shapes our values, beliefs, and behaviors, and that it can be used to explain why people act in certain ways. He also argues that culture can be used to understand the social and economic conditions of a society, and how these conditions shape the lives of individuals. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of culture in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that culture is not static, but is constantly changing and evolving. He believes that individuals must be aware of the changes in culture in order to understand how their lives are affected by it. He also believes that individuals must be aware of the power of culture in order to be able to challenge it and create a better society. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of culture in order to be able to create a better world for themselves and for future generations. Main idea number 11. The power of social movements. Mills argues that social movements have the power to shape individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social movements in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that social movements have the power to shape individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social movements in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Social movements can be seen as a collective effort to bring about change in society. They can be used to challenge existing power structures, to create new forms of social organization, and to bring about social justice. Mills argues that social movements can be a powerful force for change, and that individuals must be aware of their potential in order to make the most of them. Mills also argues that social movements can be used to create a sense of solidarity among individuals. He believes that by joining together in a collective effort, individuals can create a sense of unity and purpose that can help them to achieve their goals. He also argues that social movements can be used to challenge existing power structures and to create new forms of social organization. By joining together in a collective effort, individuals can create a sense of solidarity and purpose that can help them to achieve their goals. Mills also argues that social movements can be used to create a sense of community and to foster a sense of belonging. He believes that by joining together in a collective effort, individuals can create a sense of unity and purpose that can help them to achieve their goals. He also argues that social movements can be used to challenge existing power structures and to create new forms of social organization. By joining together in a collective effort, individuals can create a sense of solidarity and purpose that can help them to achieve their goals. In conclusion, Mills argues that social movements have the power to shape individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social movements in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Social movements can be used to challenge existing power structures, to create new forms of social organization, and to bring about social justice. They can also be used to create a sense of solidarity, community, and belonging among individuals. By joining together in a collective effort, individuals can create a sense of unity and purpose that can help them to achieve their goals. Main idea number 12. The role of technology. Mills argues that technology has a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of technology in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that technology has a profound impact on individuals and their lives. He believes that technology has the potential to shape our lives in ways that we may not even be aware of. Technology can be used to control and manipulate individuals, as well as to empower them. Technology can also be used to create new opportunities and to open up new possibilities for individuals. Mills argues that individuals must be aware of the power of technology in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills believes that technology can be used to create a better world, but it can also be used to create a worse one. He argues that individuals must be aware of the potential of technology and its implications for their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of technology and its potential to shape their lives in order to make informed decisions about how to use it. Mills argues that individuals must be aware of the power of technology and its potential to shape their lives in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Main idea number 13. The power of social interaction. Mills argues that social interaction has a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social interaction in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that social interaction has a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social interaction in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. According to Mills, social interaction is a two-way process that involves both the individual and the society. It is through this process that individuals learn about themselves and the world around them. Furthermore, Mills argues that social interaction can be used to shape and influence individuals' lives in a positive way. He believes that individuals should use social interaction to gain knowledge, develop relationships, and create meaningful connections with others. Mills also argues that social interaction can be used to challenge existing power structures and create a more equitable society. He believes that individuals should use social interaction to challenge oppressive systems and create a more just and equitable society. Additionally, Mills argues that social interaction can be used to create a sense of community and solidarity among individuals. He believes that individuals should use social interaction to build relationships and create a sense of belonging and connection with others. Overall, Mills argues that social interaction has a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social interaction in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Furthermore, Mills argues that social interaction can be used to challenge existing power structures and create a more equitable society. Finally, he believes that individuals should use social interaction to build relationships and create a sense of belonging and connection with others. Main idea number 14. The role of social conflict. Mills argues that social conflict has a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social conflict in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that social conflict is a powerful force that shapes the lives of individuals. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social conflict in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. According to Mills, social conflict is a result of the unequal distribution of power and resources in society. He argues that those with power and resources are able to shape the lives of those without them, and that this unequal distribution of power and resources can lead to social conflict. Mills also argues that social conflict can be used to challenge existing power structures and to create a more equitable society. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social conflict in order to create a more just and equitable society. Mills also argues that social conflict can be used to challenge existing power structures and to create a more equitable society. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social conflict in order to create a more just and equitable society. He argues that individuals must be willing to challenge existing power structures and to fight for their rights in order to create a more equitable society. Mills also believes that individuals must be willing to engage in dialogue and to work together in order to create a more just and equitable society. He argues that individuals must be willing to work together in order to create a more just and equitable society. Main idea number 15. The power of social inequality. Mills argues that social inequality has a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social inequality in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that social inequality has a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social inequality in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. According to Mills, social inequality is a result of the unequal distribution of resources, power, and privilege in society. This unequal distribution of resources, power, and privilege creates a hierarchy of social classes, which can lead to a variety of social problems, such as poverty, discrimination, and social exclusion. Mills argues that individuals must be aware of the power of social inequality in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. He believes that individuals must be aware of the ways in which social inequality affects their lives and how it can be used to their advantage. He also believes that individuals must be aware of the ways in which social inequality can be challenged and changed. By understanding the power of social inequality, individuals can work to create a more equitable and just society. Main idea number 16. The role of social stratification. Mills argues that social stratification has a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social stratification in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that social stratification is a powerful force that shapes the lives of individuals. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social stratification in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. He argues that social stratification is a system of inequality that is based on class, race, gender, and other factors. This system of inequality creates a hierarchy of power and privilege that affects the opportunities and resources available to individuals. Mills argues that social stratification is a major factor in determining an individual's life chances. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social stratification in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. He argues that social stratification is a system of inequality that is based on class, race, gender, and other factors. This system of inequality creates a hierarchy of power and privilege that affects the opportunities and resources available to individuals. Mills also argues that social stratification is a major factor in determining an individual's life chances. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social stratification in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. He argues that social stratification is a system of inequality that is based on class, race, gender, and other factors. This system of inequality creates a hierarchy of power and privilege that affects the opportunities and resources available to individuals. Mills argues that social stratification is a major factor in determining an individual's life chances and opportunities. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social stratification in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. He argues that social stratification is a system of inequality that is based on class, race, gender, and other factors. This system of inequality creates a hierarchy of power and privilege that affects the opportunities and resources available to individuals. Mills argues that social stratification is a major factor in determining an individual's life chances and opportunities. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social stratification in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. He argues that social stratification is a system of inequality that is based on class, race, gender, and other factors. This system of inequality creates a hierarchy of power and privilege that affects the opportunities and resources available to individuals. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social stratification in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them, and to be able to challenge and resist the power of social stratification. Main idea number 17. The power of social control. Mills argues that social control has a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social control in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that social control is a powerful force in our lives, and that it is important for individuals to be aware of its influence. He believes that social control can shape our behavior, our beliefs, and our attitudes. It can also shape our relationships with others, our economic and political systems, and our overall sense of self. By understanding the power of social control, individuals can gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that social control is not only a powerful force, but also a complex one. It is not simply a matter of one group of people controlling another, but rather a complex web of relationships between individuals, groups, and institutions. He believes that understanding the power of social control can help individuals to better understand their own lives and the world around them, and to make more informed decisions about their lives. Mills also argues that social control can be used for both good and bad. He believes that it can be used to promote positive change, such as social justice and equality, or it can be used to oppress and control individuals. He believes that it is important for individuals to be aware of the power of social control in order to make informed decisions about their lives and the world around them. Main idea number 18. The role of socialization. Mills argues that socialization has a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of socialization in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that socialization is a powerful force that shapes individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of socialization in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Socialization is the process by which individuals learn the values, beliefs, and norms of their society. It is through socialization that individuals learn how to interact with others, how to think and behave in certain ways, and how to understand the world around them. Socialization is a lifelong process that begins in childhood and continues throughout adulthood. Mills argues that socialization is a powerful force that can shape individuals in both positive and negative ways. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of socialization in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Socialization can lead to conformity and a lack of critical thinking, but it can also lead to creativity and the development of new ideas. Mills argues that individuals must be aware of the power of socialization in order to make informed decisions about their lives and the world around them. Mills argues that socialization is a powerful force that can shape individuals in both positive and negative ways. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of socialization in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Socialization can lead to conformity and a lack of critical thinking, but it can also lead to creativity and the development of new ideas. Mills argues that individuals must be aware of the power of socialization in order to make informed decisions about their lives and the world around them. Main idea number 19. The power of social networks. Mills argues that social networks have a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social networks in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that social networks have a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social networks in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. According to Mills, social networks can shape our beliefs, values, and behaviors, and can even influence our decisions and actions. He argues that social networks can be used to create a sense of belonging and solidarity, and can be used to spread information and ideas. Furthermore, Mills believes that social networks can be used to create social change, as they can be used to mobilize people and to create collective action. Mills also argues that social networks can be used to create a sense of community and to foster relationships. He believes that social networks can be used to create a sense of trust and understanding between individuals, and can be used to create a sense of shared identity and purpose. Additionally, Mills argues that social networks can be used to create a sense of solidarity and to promote collective action. He believes that social networks can be used to create a sense of collective identity and to foster collective action. Overall, Mills argues that social networks have a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social networks in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. By understanding the power of social networks, individuals can use them to create a sense of belonging, solidarity, and collective action. Main idea number 20. The role of social research. Mills argues that social research has a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social research in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Mills argues that social research has a powerful influence on individuals and their lives. He believes that individuals must be aware of the power of social research in order to gain a better understanding of their own lives and the world around them. Social research can provide individuals with a greater understanding of the social, economic, and political forces that shape their lives. It can also help individuals to identify and challenge the structures and systems that limit their freedom and autonomy. By understanding the power of social research, individuals can become more informed and empowered to make decisions that will improve their lives and the lives of those around them. Mills also argues that social research can be used to challenge existing power structures and systems of oppression. By understanding the ways in which social research can be used to challenge existing power structures, individuals can become more aware of the ways in which they are being oppressed and can work to create a more equitable and just society. Social research can also be used to identify and address social problems, such as poverty, inequality, and discrimination. By understanding the power of social research, individuals can become more informed and empowered to make decisions that will improve their lives and the lives of those around them.